out on things like Weetabix or something like that, and she wasn't going to put anything in the cooking if she could help it. And I think I brought home a good many documents about what you could and shouldn't do, but I'd never been a particularly sweet-toothed person. More a savoury person. I enjoy sugar now, much more than I used to in those days. But we'd not had any sugar in things like tea or whatever it was for quite a long time, so it didn't mean all that much of a difference. And my wife, Dorothy, she gauged everything we were going to have by the sort of new standards, but it wasn't much of a difference. And of course, if you are on a lot of insulin, what you need is a bit of sugar.
Can you remember what insulin you were on and how often you injected?
Yes. I think I've been virtually on the same dosage of insulin since I started, which was in the morning, take the blood sugar, whatever the level was, and have 8 units of ACT Rapid insulin. And then at lunchtime, and I was always, well, for a start, to work, so I didn't have any big meal, unless, well, of course, that was one of the problems, an awful lot of meetings at lunchtime. But the thing was only four units of insulin at lunchtime, ACT Rapid again. In the evening, whenever the evening meal was, about 6 or 7, 12 units of ACT Rapid. So that was the third injection. And the fourth injection was 36 units of the ultra-tard insulin on going to bed, whenever you went to bed. So that was that. And from that time, there was a little bit of variation. And especially in the latter years, some encouragement to vary this a bit according to what was happening in the day. And since I then used to have an enormous number of meals out at lunchtime with various meetings, I would go up a bit on that and down in the evening when I didn't want too much to eat anyway. And now I don't eat much at lunchtime, so it's really reverted to that. But this encouragement to vary it a bit. There's not the ruling of the Almighty that you couldn't vary from this.